This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, now why is it that a divorcee can't get remarried to a husband unless praying to somebody else? Come on, now. Give me the scientific one.
You see, in Islam, divorce is allowed.
Right. Talafal?
Talak. Yeah, talak means divorce, you see. Mm-hmm. But now, so, Islam allows divorce. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Prophet Muhammad said that one thing that is lawful but the most hateful in the sight of Allah is divorce. When a man divorces his wife, metaphorically, he says the heavens and the earth shudder. Such a horrible thing.
Mm.
Now, to do that horrible thing, if needs be, marriages take place here on earth, not in heaven.
Mm.
It's a contract, and you can make a mistake. Mm. And if you make mistake, no use you hacking away at each other, part nicely.
Yeah.
So now Islam lays down a system of divorce. The system is, the Quran gives you Surah Talaq. Talaq means divorce. The whole chapter is on divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we are not used to going to the Quran. Mm-hmm. We are used to observing, the guy says, well, three times Talaq.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran says now the three times, now you with your wife, you can't seem to get along together. Then he says, look, call your elders and call her elders. Your elders know your nakedness, you know all your bloody shortcomings. Mm. And her elders know her shortcomings. They can listen to both your stories. And your side can reprimand you. And the girl's side can say, man, you know, where are you going to go and bring the rest of yours? It still doesn't work.
Mm.
It didn't work.
Right.
So now, he said, we must part now.
Right.
So he says, now you wait for her to be free from her menstrual period.
Mm.
Before you can say divorce.
Right.
As soon as she's free, you say one talaq.
Mm.
One talaq, one divorce. Mm. One decree, one fire, one shot I fire.
Mm.
Now you wait for a month.
Mm-hmm.
She stays in your house, she eats your food.
Mm.
But she doesn't sleep with you.
Mm.
If she is an upright woman and she hasn't got another guy on the stream, and sooner or later you two both are young, you know, you play the fool, then back again, you know, to bed, that thing's finished.
That divorce is finished. Wiped back.
But no, there's something more serious than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, next menstrual period.
Mm-hmm.
Now whether you pronounce or not, second decree is pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you say it or not. Automatically now, it takes 3 months for that divorce proceeding to be complete.
Right.
That is what the Quran teaches.
So that the pregnancy, if it is, and it doesn't.
So 3 months time, the Quran says that if she's carrying within that period, she must tell the husband, proceeding stops.
Right.
That three business, it stops.
Mm.
She says, I'm carrying. Now you wait for the child to be born. When the child is born, the man, you pick up the child, your baby.
Mm.
You're going to divorce her. She's going to go somewhere, running around with your little baby. You might relent. You know, she too says, man, in the marriage market, she hasn't got the same value with a little brat.
Mm.
Running around looking for husband like this, you know, everybody's prepared to go to bed with her.
Mm.
So, now, both of you know, that little child coming into life can change your attitude.
Mm. Right.
Reconciliation. Still it doesn't work, then you part nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you go through all that, you don't have to take her back.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's finished.
Right.
She's your sister to you. Now if you want to marry her, remarry her, this is not plating. That, you know, like eating peanuts, you say that talak, 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 and then I can bring it back and again. I say, no, no, you damn it, when you, the samosas were too bloody hot, then I say, talak, talak, talak. This is not something to play with. Like every time, hey, I'll shoot you, eh? Da, 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 da. You, so you don't do things like that. This is a serious matter. Life and death, when you tell somebody, say, I'll shoot you. That moment when you see that revolver in my hand, how do you feel? Maybe I might just pull the bloody trigger, just joking, joking. I can kill you. How do you feel? The old man's hand is shivering. So now every time you talk about talak, talak, you're putting a dagger through her heart, dagger through her heart. And now, is it come back? Come back. So no, you don't do that. So now, as a punishment for you, that woman must sleep, marry somebody else in the normal course of things. And if that man dies or if she is divorced, now you can take her back. In other words, it's not a joke. Once you have reached that stage, final three shots you fired and you killed her, she's finished for you, man. What do you want to go to bed with her again? So this is now to stop you from doing that. But the guys, the bloody fools, they heard three talaks, three divorce. So he says, talak, talak, talak. You're not supposed to do that. Follow the system. If you follow the system, it's very likely that you won't reach that stage of wanting to remarry her. Because once you have done 3 months, man, you had the time, she had the time, and all these opportunities were given to you, you would have made up. But you didn't, then now you don't deserve to marry her. You don't deserve her, she doesn't deserve you. Now she can marry somebody else. So this is trying to say, kind of
be serious before you decide.
Stick in the hand and say, look, man, notice your wife will have to sleep with somebody else before you take her back. You bastard, you must think, man, before you part with her. You want somebody else to purify her for you? While she is, I take it that nobody has, she hasn't opened her trousers to anybody. And now, you bastard, you're going to make somebody else, you know, you should help go open to somebody else to make it valid for you? So he said, no, man. Right. So I must think twice. The easiest thing in the world for me is to divorce my wife. I just say to her, and she'll accept it. There's no was a restitution of conjugal rights that she can go to court and say, now, I want to have this guy. Once I say, talak, 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 it's not right. I'm not supposed to fire three shots, but I did it, I killed you. Finish. So she accepted and the whole community accepts it. You did it once, you uttered the word five, finish. But you follow the system. But now, nobody really knows the system. That's the problem with the Muslims. We haven't really...
Then why don't you educate your community? Start at home.
You see, now, I'm the only guy who's talking. I talk. And I tell you, I said, look, this thing happened like this. This is not right, man. This is what Islam teaches. But I understood as a young boy that anytime when I get married, if I want to get married, I say, talak, talak, talak. And in my society there in India, I used to hear the guys say, talak, 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 talak. And in my town, in one day, three divorces took place. Three divorces. What happened? You.
What village are you from?
Tatkeshwar.
Yeah, right. Tatkeshwar.
Tatkeshwar. Mm. It's a Tatkeshwar. It's the Hindu way of Tatkeshwar. So, like you, you're married now. But you married in exchange. You know, the other guy's sister married you and your sister married that one. And now your wife was giving you trouble. You can come out. So you said, talak, talak, talak. Right. Finish. You throw her out. So she goes crying to your mother's house. You know. The guy divorced me. Your brother-in-law? It's the past. He divorced my wife, sister? Right. That guy's sister. Who's married to him. Talak, 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 talak. You go. But there were two sisters. These guys, two sisters there. Your two, so the other brother comes and says, Master, this is my sister. Talak, talak, talak. You go. Three divorces in one day. In one family. So, I says, now, did a Maulvi speak about this subject? No. He's not speaking about this at all. Why? Why? So I tell you, I say, the right time to talk this, what I'm talking about, is on the occasion of marriage. Now, a marriage taking place, a little talk before this thing, this subject should be spoken there, then. I says, you see, in Islam, Islam allows you talaq. But now, these are the conditions of talaq. This is what Allah laid down for you. In everything else, Islamic, how to pray? The Quran says, look at the Prophet. The way he did it, you do. Fasting, how? So look at the Prophet. Hajj, look at the Prophet. Divorce. He doesn't say look at the Prophet. The only subject in the Quran which is dealt with comprehensively. Because Allah wouldn't allow His Prophet to divorce His wife to set us an example. Our mother. Because the wife of the Prophet is our mother. So He must divorce our mother to give us an example how to divorce. No. So He goes and spells it out for you. That's the only topic in the Quran which is dealt with comprehensively.
The whole surah is
different. Whole surah is talaq. But nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. So now, the right time is when you're getting married. I must tell you, I said, look, you see...
Well, you speak at weddings, don't you?
No, then again, it's uncalled for. You see, at the wedding night, as soon as I speak about talaq,
Everybody will say, look at this. The
bride's father and the family, they think I'm suggesting something to you. That you see, my son, you know, you got a chance of, you know. I'm doing that to you, so it's not in good taste. But that's the right time to warn you. Don't do silly, silly, bloody things, you know. But you see, if you want to, then... But in other words, I'm giving you ideas. So that guy doesn't like it. So I just say nice things about you, and you say nice things, but that is the right time. Which you should tell, talk to the people, let them know. Because when else can you? At a funeral, you're going to talk about this? No. When are you going to talk? At Maulud, you're going to talk about this? No. When are you going to talk about this? So the subject is never discussed. But the right time is marriage. I must now show all the pros and cons. All this, my son, you say, be on guard. But now somebody's feelings hypersensitive, I'm giving you suggestions. My daughter's getting married and that bastard is telling you that, you know, you can divorce her and all that. So that guy also, he keeps his mouth shut. But individually, the Muslim is supposed to know. And he doesn't know. Our drawback, the Muslim is, he doesn't know his book. The Christian, whatever, he knows his book. Whether right or wrong, but he knows his book. We don't know our book. We are only living by what we heard.
You saw this article I did at Islamic Correspondence College.
I'll go through it.
Well, that's one of the avenues you should use.
Yes,
you know, to teach the Islam,
yes,
and its doctrine.
Yes, we need to study course. Open the door to knowledge. Islamic Correspondence College.
You know this, right?
Yeah, it's Muhammad, yeah. No, I'm going to start a course, I think, every Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning in Ramadan, I have a 2-hour course. An intensive course in comparative religion, free of charge, 2 hours.
At your cinema?
No. I want only 30 students. I just did the course in Cape Town. I call it a combat kit.
Oh, yeah, right, like the book.
So now, I want you to do the exercise. Just like me talking to you, all what I spoke to you just now. I just said, man, this is very interesting. You know, this thing, suppose I was interviewing the guy on TV. You know, this could be a lovely program. You know, and enlightening the guy and entertaining. My talks are also entertaining as well as enlightening. I'm educating you, at the same time, I'm entertaining you. And everybody relishes it. Whatever I talk. Even nonsense. If I talk, you seem to say that. Uncle,
you carry on.
Sit down. You're getting entertained, you see. So, I did a course in Gatesville, in Cape Town. I went to a wedding last week I was there. And I said, right, that gave me an idea. 2-hour course. Every Saturday morning, you can also come and take for 2 hours.
Right.
Is it just 2 hours?
Well, I keep all my fasts, sir.
So,
I fast every Ramzan.
Yes, sir.
Because you see, nobody wakes up when my mother for Rosa or Siri in the morning. So I fast to them.
Lovely.
Every year.
Lovely. You see, but now we say, the fasting you have done, you have gone through the mill, but intention is the thing that is acceptable in the sight of God. Your intention. You've gone through the process, you paid the price, mm-hmm. but you didn't have the intention of paying for the ticket. You just like you threw that money away. Mm-hmm. You can't get entry into heaven. You must say, right, I do it for this. It's right, okay, it's accepted. You know, say in lieu of this. I mean, that means your intention is to fast.
What, that's not?
Because God wants me to fast. Why does He want you to fast? The Quran says, the fasting is prescribed for you as well as those before you, mm-hmm. that ye may learn self-restraint. That's the purpose of fasting.
Yeah, that's what I do it for. That for discipline.
Discipline. Mm-hmm. So He says, now you're thirsty, man. You're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And there's cool, refreshing water in the fridge or Coke. He says, yeah. I won't touch it. And the throat is gone dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have vowed.
Mm-hmm. You can food with your wife in that direction. She's happy, you are happy. So no, I shan't do it because I'm fasting. Mm-hmm. Now what's doing that? You can control yourself against what is lawful for your own wife. She's happy to entertain you, but you say, no, I shan't do it. You are thirsty, the water is there. The cook is there, but he said, no, I shan't touch it. So it makes it easy for you to restrain yourself from forbidden things. That's the discipline. The Muslim and you, we are marching, we lost our way, and we are thirsty. Both of us are thirsty. And you see a pool of water, you will go jump in for it. The Muslim, as I don't know, he can still hold on because he's used to say, no. You see, I must verify whether the water is pure or this and that before I drink it. You will jump into it. It could be poison.
Right.
Yeah? So he says, that discipline, that is the purpose of fasting, nothing else. So he says, now I do it for that reason, blessing. You just do it because my mother doesn't So you get the benefit all right,
yeah.
but not the reward.
Right.